Hi, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. This is Creation Lightship Healing. We are live tonight with Ron Amatron. It is April 29th, 2013, and we welcome all of our new listeners and our regular listeners as well. So our show tonight is The Healing Highway, where we like to talk about your health and well-being, and how Ron's healings and the Creation Lightship can help you out in getting more spirit energy and more in tune with your spirit and having a more positive experience in your life. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and you can check that out if you're new. There's also a lot of great links to the Wikipedia and Q&A document, which are very helpful for our new listeners. So it can be done online, 24/7 interactive healings. There's no processing time, so be sure to go over and check that out if you haven't already. And I'd like to bring Ron on, and I thought maybe we could start with a mind to heart drop for everybody, Ron.
Okay, that sounds good. From the mind to heart drop, you may not be able to hear the show too well for as long as you're in your heart. Oh, you're going to feel some peace energy. So we'll start it off, and we'll end with it also. And you can see how long it takes you to get back into mind energy. And normally, like I say, is you need to have a little bit of yourself, or maybe a toe, we'll say, on a timeline. Because when you're in source energy, which you would be, in a sense, connected to your spirit, in your heart center, then that's the closest you're ever going to get to that, and you're out of time. But to relate to things, you need to be somehow connected to the timeline. But you're going to watch this and see it instantly. And naturally, when you're not on a timeline, nothing can accord you or connect to you because nothing is connected in time. Everything is a pre-agent, we'll say. So here we go. Dropping down into your heart, you have to command your spirit, so we're doing that for you now. Awakening your spirit, ringing your doorbell, hey, wake up, you know, time to do the mind of heart drop, and you got to take those thoughts and people's heads here and drop them into their heart, and this you should be doing yourself daily, so dropping down, maybe even hourly, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So like I said, you may hear some words and not even be able to relate to what I'm talking about because you're going to be peaceful. But just see how long you stay in that position now, that energy of your own source energy inside of yourself, which is your spirit. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, thank you so much. That was great. I feel very peaceful myself, and I thought maybe the next thing we could do, I know a lot of our listeners like this, is when everybody brings up the picture of the Creation Lightship light being and energize that with peace energy for maybe the duration of our show tonight.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Bring the light being up. You're probably on BBS Radio. If not, you're on the website, creationlightship.com. Light being there, just bring it up in front of you on your monitor screen. We'll energize it, and it will have peace energy radiating through you and through your room. Here we go. So bring in the male energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And you may have watched the light being physically changed before your eyes on your monitor screen. And if you can put your hand out in front of your screen, maybe feel the energy. So I would say, you know, have your hand back about a foot or so and sample it. And you may feel a presence on your monitor screen as your hand moves in front of the light beam. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, wow. Thank you so much, Ron. That's really wonderful peace energy. I know I appreciate, and I'm sure all of our listeners appreciate that tonight. So tonight we are taking questions at clsquestions@yahoo.com. So if you have a question or an experience you'd like to share relating to the Creation Lightship, you can email me at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That's clsquestions@yahoo.com. And we are also taking callers tonight on Station 1. Excuse me. The call-in numbers for Station 1 are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008, or try 530-413-5011. That's 530-413-5011. So, Ron, I got an email from a listener, and it's about the, I guess they had asked for a special healing when they were on the light ship for a condition that they have. And a few minutes later, they started feeling an intense burning sensation in the spot where they have this problem, and they think that it means something is happening.
I would say so, yes.
Sounds like it to me. Sounds like you had a big release there.
Yeah, a lot of times people do have maybe chills, feel warm, tingles. So all that, is possible.
So I guess this was during a Saturday trip to the lightship.
Possibly, I would think, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. And we also have a thank you from a listener who said, thanks, Ron. They felt the releases big time. So glad to be rid of them. Their neck was hurting and now feels better. And, this is kind of interesting. The person's writing about handshaking. And how the person will start to pray for you if you tell them you heard it.
Yeah,
and
that
then,
happens.
Yeah. And then also they're saying that they tell their cashier to put their change on the counter. They look at me weird, but they do it.
That's great.
So what we're talking about there is trying to avoid getting slimed by people that you have to touch maybe on a daily basis, or if you're working or you're at a store somewhere, how to avoid getting other people's energy on you, which is, I mean, you might get a lot of weird looks, but, you know, at least you won't get absorbing their energy, their negative energy, which is also a good thing to do, Ron, is the shrink wrap. And all you do to do that is just say, I command my body energy to shrink wrap. So that's a good way to be conscious of keeping your energy close to you and not letting anybody steal it. Okay, here's an interesting one. This person they're wondering about if this was an alien attack or not. They had a medical condition that having to do with the kidneys. Actually, their brother did. I'm just going to paraphrase because it's kind of a long email. And they called to see how their brother was doing. They were getting weaker and weaker, admitted to the hospital. And then guess what? They fell into the same situation with the kidneys. And they're at home dealing with this problem, and slowly it's coming around. Was this an attack, they're asking. Thank you for your perception and clearing, if possible.
Good question. Right now, I don't see it as that. So, but I can't say that for sure. But we could do some energy work there. And if you do have a situation like this, I would say do the body jumpstart clearing. And since it's dealing with, kidneys, you probably would also do the alien death barcode. So remember, if you don't have kidneys working, you're not going to be around very long. So we'll definitely do that. There may also be a clearing you may want to do to get rid of the soul family energies. That could maybe help possibly, because that could be affecting everybody, with you. Maybe some energetic cordings there too. Possible that one person with this problem has chosen through your soul family agreements to take on a situation, karmically, using that term, because somebody else in the soul family didn't choose to have these physical conditions, okay? So maybe that person volunteered.
Whoa.
Have a caller. We'll see. Maybe they're from a long ways away with a long beat. So we'll have a caller online.
It's Michael, North Arkansas. Is that pretty far away?
I guess for me. So, okay. Well, okay, I have a question for you. I may have asked this before. But since you're from Arkansas, they have Kansas, right? And
yeah.
Then they have Arkansas, which is Arkansas. Oh, what gives?
I don't know about that one.
Okay.
Why did I call? Yeah, I don't know about that one there.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is interesting. There's a lot of quirks and weird things. So you don't have the fast chat, right?
Yeah, I guess fast chat is not functional right now.
Yeah, sorry,
fast chat.
Sorry, I didn't get your name.
This is Michael O. Usually on the fast chat is Michael O.
Okay, Michael.
Anyway, the reason I called, I know it's not Paranormal Friday, but tonight I got a little event. It's been going on a little while here. Anyway, in front of my computer, I always see, not always, but from time to time, I see like in a hologram, over to the left side of my computer towards my heater, like a 2-foot dude. Kind of, but it comes in and out, and, you know, I never really pay much attention to it. Kind of like a maybe a Janome or a troll, something of that nature. It's hard for me to really get it out. But what was funny is a neighbor was standing at the door talking to me and then looked over at the computer and eyes popped open, and I go, "What?" And he goes, there's a midget over there, man. I know it's been there for quite a few months, and I don't see it in physical form. I see it as like in a hologram, very vaguely. It's kind of interesting, and kind of saw it last night a little. It's like it's playing games. Seems like dark.
Is it a two-legged or a four-legged?
I can't see the legs.
Okay, so let's just get rid of it Want me to release it for you?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So, yeah, it seems like a little mischievous. Here we go. So, bit of it now. I got it. Has a tail. Here we go, and it's gone. So that could have been a little person that may have been on the planet for a long time. Could have been an alien. Doesn't feel like it's an alien too much. It might be some one of those little, like a shadow person or a little creature.
You know, like
looks
the
kind of human, but not.
The Janomes, the Janomes, but our troll or something of that nature. It seems like it kind of looked like, but it's
GMO
really
person,
like in
huh?
a hologram.
Okay, a GMO person.
No, it's strange.
Yeah, they're from an alternative GMO people, little short people, huh? yeah, I think it's
but,
fine. I
just wonder what you thought about that one. You know, I just wanted to call in. Thank you for the show, and I'll listen offline.
Okay, great. Thank you
okay.
for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
I think we're talking about what to do. It may be energetic cordings, like I said, from people in your soul family, relatives, that this one person now has taken the ball for everybody. That's kind of what it feels like. So I would do different things like that to free the body up. That's what your soul family does. Soul family contracts and agreements where people are not strong enough to do it, and this person may have thought that they could do all this here at one time. That's probably why they have be another condition happening. I think we got another beat, maybe. If not, I'll turn it over to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, I think let's get back to that soul family topic. I do think we have another caller on the line. Is there somebody out there? Hello?
I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to share something with Ron that I met a Christian man the other day, and he was talking to me about a business deal, and he said, well, so I did into that relaxation energy, and then I brought myself down to relax, and when I did, I looked at the business deal again and my price that I suggested, and then I saw that I self-sabotaged myself. I was asking too small of a price. So he really helped me because I took the one good apple that he gave me, and I experienced it, and I saw, and I readjusted the price to a better level for me. So I saw that I did self-sabotage my price, my business deal, and I corrected the problem. I felt more comfortable. He said, well, just get in touch with your feelings a little bit. So I did, just a little bit, because we're still on the timeline, but we're still in the practical a little bit too besides being in the light. So I readjusted a little bit to feel in my feelings, and I felt like my feelings resonated with that price as a better price. So I think he did me a good service, and I just wanted to share that with you.
That's good.
So that's all I have. If you have anything else to add to that, Ron, I'll take it off the air then.
Okay. I'll have to see. So thank you, Larry. We'll see. I guess Larry's using discernment here to work with problems and stuff, which is good. Might also look at psychic billboards, too, for other people. Because a psychic billboard is what the other person was probably reading. So if you went into a situation to where you're doing something with somebody on a business deal, then you may want to check out your psychic billboard, if that's transmitting, because maybe that psychic billboard is affecting you, and like Larry said, he had to readjust his price or something, and that's good. So I guess... back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, great. Thanks, Michael, and thanks, Larry, for your calls. And if you're looking for the psychic billboard clearing, it is on creationlightship.com, and that is a really interesting clearing. I haven't actually played around with it that much, but basically the way that I look at it, and Ron, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is it's kind of like those voices that you hear inside your head or... Oh, my gosh, we are just lighting up the phones tonight. That's so cool. I believe we have another caller.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, you're live.
Hi.
With Ron.
Hi, how are you? This is Shannon. Hello, everybody. Hi, Ron.
Hi.
I have a question. I had this just awful, horrible experience. I think it was this past Friday night, and I was sleeping, and I felt something fall on my head, kind of, you know, real lightly. And it turned out it was an insect. This is going to creep everybody out, but it crawled in my ear, and I could feel it in my ear, and I jumped up, like screaming, and run down the hallway. I went into the bathroom, and I was putting water in my ear, trying to get it out of my ear, and it was an earwig. If you know what an earwig is, they're just horrible-looking little creatures. Look kind of. But anyway, I think... I got it out of my ear, but it caused my ear a tremendous amount of pain because it must have been hitting my eardrum or something. And then my ear has been bleeding a little. So my question for you is that bug out of my ear? And how did this affect me with this alien insect thing in my ear?
Oh, boy. Well, I would say it's probably an alien attack. You may want to do the bite and stings clearing. Yeah, that's what I would probably do as far as what
bite
to do,
okay.
You know, to get rid of something. So hard to say how and why it came in, but it did. So where you got, in a sense, invaded by an alien life form. I'd probably do the light and stain clearing to get rid of it. Oh, it's
okay,
affecting you?
Good.
I don't know. Or what could it do in the future? Well, the bite and sting clearing will get rid of whatever is there, possibly, as far as giving you an energetic program.
Ew. That's what I was thinking, something like that.
Yeah, so I would do that and just see how you're feeling.
Just like a creepy movie, you know,
clearing.
When something gets into your ear and it does something, it changes you or something. But at any rate, that's it. And thank you very much.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. Wow, Shannon.
Isn't
so sorry to hear that. And thanks for calling. I would
definitely and by the way,
get on and do that.
I wear earplugs now.
yeah, I usually wear
bye-bye.
Them.
Yeah, I keep the bugs out. You never know what's going on when you're sleeping. Okay, see you later.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Okay, good luck with that.
Okay, I'll do that clearing. Bye-bye.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, so, yeah, the bites and stings clearing is a great clearing, and that pretty much includes any of these alien insects or energies that you come into contact with, and you can do that as a single person for a month or as a family for a month. And if you just type in bite above the healing login on creationlightship.com, you will get the clearing to come up. If you just type in bite and you'll see it, it'll be there for a single person. You can select that, or if you have a family and you want to protect them as well, that would be a good one to do. That is one of the alien attack clearings. So thanks for calling, Shannon. We really appreciate it. And it does help a lot of the other listeners, too, when we have callers, because I think there's a lot of people that are experiencing this type of activity in their lives, and it's good to get everybody's input on what would be best to do to empower yourselves to get rid of these energetic programs. As Ron was saying, you don't want them affecting your life in a negative way. So, Ron, I also have a question here from a listener who's wondering about, they've been feeling very fatigued, and this was sent on Friday, and they're wondering if you see anything that they need to remove. Their initials are S-E.
Okay, so they're feeling fatigued.
Fatigued.
Tired, I guess. Here. They're probably wondering what's going on with them, what clearing to do. That's what I'm looking at now. Off the bat, it feels like some type of trauma. Maybe you're revisiting a trauma that you know nothing about, and it's making you tired. That's kind of what I'm picking up. It feels like a trauma energy. So you may look back, maybe it's an anniversary date, maybe this week, last week, something happened a year or two ago, you know, on the particular same time. Also, get off the timeline of being tired. I'd first probably do the timeline crash on that a bunch of times. Get off that timeline where everybody's tired and you're bringing those energies into you also from the parts of you that are recreated. The next thing is, like I said, it might be something to do with what happened a year ago or two, three, 4 years ago at the same similar date or a week. Maybe you're revisiting your past. So that's what I kind of sense is going on. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I was even thinking maybe this this listener could do the finger exercise and see where they're at. Like hold their finger up and see if they're in the present or if they're in the future, the past, and then work off of that.
I'll also look for like a past childhood trauma that could have happened, you know, during this time.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea, because anytime you're not in the present moment, it might affect you. If you're dealing with past stuff or if you're dealing with something that's going on in like a future timeline too, it could be So I would check in and see where you're at, and then go
from
there.
And even maybe an energetic cord.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's an event that you went to. Could be a cording, a media clearing, trauma removal. You could do that one even. So I'll just kind of see how that relates to you. It could be an event that you saw, and then if you saw it, then that's why we have the Media News event trauma clearing on the website, $20 for the month.
Yeah, that's also
feel like
a great
you're going
clearing.
Through trauma.
Yeah. And, you know, Ron, it's funny, like, you don't even know half the time what's cording you or, you know, where the cordings have come from. There's just so much in the media and so much in the world that we can get connected to.
Yeah. I'll switch over a little bit. I went to the expo on Saturday, San Francisco, the New Living Expo. And they are moving their location. This is the last time they're going to be in this gigantic big building. So they're going to San Mateo, I believe, next year. But aside from that, I was at a booth there just looking at stuff. I went to see the UFO panel on Saturday, and it didn't do too much for me. You know, I mean, I don't know what the people expected who were there. There's a couple hundred people listening. For me, it was like, you know, one gentleman was talking about the past aliens visiting Krishna and causing them to kill his father, and they had some spiritual warfare going on with physical UFOs and stuff. That was one gentleman talked about that. They had about 20 minutes. Then another one talked about a pyramid with light coming out of it. Then another one talked about crop circles. And the crop circles, he said he's been investigating for like 20 years. And he somehow was told, maybe through dreams or something, that he needs to come out and expose the truth. And I guess what he's going to be exposing is that, and this is what I believe he said, is that 80% of the crop circles that people have seen are man-made. The other 20% is unexplainable. And he says that people who get into a trance, meditate, or whatever, this information is brought to a bunch of people at once, and then some people actually act out what they get and make the crop circle. So that's what he was saying. So then I went to another booth on the way out, and a lady was there who had a problem with her, I think, right shoulder. So I looked at it, and I did some finger snappings and did a few quick releases, doing probably about four different types of clearings in about maybe 2 minutes. And from there, her arm was actually okay to move. She had a hard time moving her arm for like 4 years, so it was interesting just to do that. She was pretty surprised. Oh, well, anyway, that's what was there. And then the one that I enjoyed was Sean David Morton. At least he talked a little bit about aliens and tunnels and stuff, which he's the last one talking, and ever seen Sean, he can go on and talk a lot, but because he was last, he only had 20 minutes, unfortunately, because he had a lot of good stuff to say, and that was it. So anyway, that was the expo. But yeah, it's interesting to note that the people there that I was, sitting there listening to these people talking, I mean, it's okay to talk about stuff, about aliens, you know, and who cares if they were here, you know, when Krishna walked the earth, you know, and what's happening now. And nobody seemed to have much information about real-time stuff. Sean's information was more real-time, but probably back, I'm guessing from his book, Sands of Time, I think those people basically, it was probably maybe the ending 80s. And I think most of those people are actually physically dead now about his book that he wrote about. But that's still not current. So, anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, interesting.
The people don't know, you see. I you know, if they had more time, I would have stood up and said, well, what about the time-traveling soldiers protecting the Earth? What about the aliens eating people? What about the underground tunnels? What about all the different vortexes where the aliens come in at? What about, you know, I could probably go on, you know, as you know, probably for 5 minutes asking these people questions, and what's their own personal experience with this stuff? That's what I would probably have asked them, to kind of get the audience to figure out what's what versus, oh, what if somebody, you know, a long time ago saw an alien spaceship, you know? What's happening to you now? How are they affecting you now? That's what you need to know. Not to get, you know, when I first went to a UFO conference, one lady who's well-known, name is Linda, I won't give her last name, but she's talking about cattle mutilations and talking, and then somebody, I think it was her also, they start off with, oh, yeah, around World War II, 43, 47, you know, they have contact and this and that. I mean, so, you know. But anyway, what are they doing now? And that's what our show is about here, in a sense, and what we do conference calls with is to get this stuff off of you. That you, so you have awareness of what's going on, versus just, you know, kind of hearing about it. I would imagine the people there in San Francisco could have been pretty numbed out anyway. They maybe thought it was a great UFO, you know, panel. I don't know what happened on Sunday, but that's what was happening on Saturday. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that is really true. It, there isn't really a lot of attention paid to what's going on now, and it seems like a lot of people really want to try to prove the existence of aliens, but they kind of always go into the past to try to do that. And, you know, if you've been listening to the show or if you're just joining us tonight, you know that hopefully you know what not to do. So just keep listening and tuning in, and hopefully that, you know, you won't have these experiences as frequently or as often. You won't be
dealing. Yeah, one guy, I guess, this guy's doing a get-together out on the desert someplace for contact. I go, oh, shit, you know? stupid people, you know? And anyway, that's what he was, you know, going to be promoting coming up is, you know, contact with the aliens out in the desert someplace, just what you need. Great place. Or clones. Anyway.
Walk away, Renee.
Walk away, Renee, yep. And don't walk. Let's do a clearing.
Sounds good to me.
Clearing for something that could be around you. Probably not now, but it might show up, or maybe it has shown up. That's connected to your energy field that's invisible. And it could be an alien, it could be something else, it could be a dog or cat. But we'll take that off of you. So here we go. Count to five to release this energy to see if you feel any different or better. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Well, a lot of energy there. Do that one again. Maybe you got two of them. Maybe you got brother and sister, or maybe they're a family. Maybe you got a husband and wife and kids. So let's go. Next one. One, two, three, four, and five. And more stuff. One, two, three, four, and five. That's feeling better. Back to you, Elizabeth. And if you want to send in your comments, you know, we can run this information over again to people on our Paranormal Friday. The show's kind of turning into that, which is okay.
It's Paranormal Monday now. Healing highway in highway segue into paranormal. Thanks, Ron, for that clearing. I really felt that. I was yawning a lot on that one, too, that last clearing that you just did, the invisible release. So what you just mentioned, actually, wanted to jump back a bit about the brother and sister. The first question that we had where the person had the kidney issues, and we had started to talk about the soul family disconnection. And I just wanted to go over that with you real quick in case they didn't get that, because we got three calls in a row there, and I don't know if we actually finished up on that point. But basically, the soul family disconnection clearing might be helpful, because I was thinking about this as you were talking. A lot of medical conditions and diseases are genetically programmed into you. So if your DNA gets activated, it could be a member of your family or an ancestor that has passed on, that could still be active in you. So that might be a good clearing to try. So I just was wondering if you maybe wanted to talk about that one for a few seconds.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So you do have the stuff inside of you. You've all heard, I'm sure that everybody has cancer cells. So you wonder, well, why doesn't this person have cancer and maybe a friend of yours does? Well, they just got activated. So that's kind of that bottom line. You have to realize that who you are is your ancestors. So you're living all their lifetimes at once. Another way of saying it is that you're living the experiences of your ancestors in this lifetime, coming up through your DNA. You may have some free will, free choice of what you pick on, but typically other people will be selecting it for you. And you can just notice that very easily. Go into some place where there's people and listen to them talk and see which one pushes your buttons. So they activated you when they pushed your buttons. What does that mean to you? Well, now you got to deal with that issue. So look at it and see how you're dealing with it or what to do. And we mentioned the soul family disconnect. It's a clearing online which you can do that'll get rid of a current situation that you're dealing with to give yourself some more relief to help to get rid of that energy. And what we could do is a quick clearing here, since that person with that email mentioned, I believe, maybe kidney, then liver problems or something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just do a quick clearing.
Also, maybe like intestine problems.
Okay, so let's do that for everybody. We'll just do intestines here. So if you have a situation in your intestines that you don't even know you have, but you feel better right now, then you know that you had some kind of energetic connection to something and it was activated in you. So here we go. And I can't guarantee it's all going to be gone. You know what you can do to help yourself. So here we go. And work on your intestines. Feel some gurgling or feel your body. If your body jerks or something, it means you had an alien critter. So then you want to go on the alien attack page to get this thing out of you. But if you just feel a little better, then that means that you had energy there that was activated by somebody, and you're now going to be having that experience. So here we go, whatever it would be attached to your stomach. First, take out alien critters. These are life forms that live in you that you know nothing about, and they're not detectable by the human eye, although some people can actually see them. And here we go. I'm going to release it from you. We'll get rid of three of them. So first one is out. Second one out, third one out. There we go. You could have 100 more or more, but we got rid of three of them to see if you feel a little different. Each one has taken away your life force energy. I will do ones that would be, in a sense, energy that's connected to your DNA. You could have, 1,000 past lives of your ancestors living through you with this energy. We'll get rid of three of these for you. So, okay, first one here. There we go. Second one. And third one. There. So let's, since we're talking kind of about that, what do you do when you go to the dentist? And maybe they're doing something inside of your mouth. You know, you're being, in a sense, for the body is being violated. Or if you're a woman, you go to the doctor and have different things done to you internally too. And and maybe not so much, maybe like in the prostate or something, but with women it's a little more having checkups if they do that, or you do that. So here we go. Oh, if you had that situation recently, you got poked and prodded, let's take away that energy from that visit. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. Okay, now what if, naturally, if you're in that situation there, and people, you know, were in the office, and they had a lot of pain prior to when you came in. And maybe the entity there that was with them had pain, and the person got rid of their pain. Maybe they went in and had something and got a shot, pain went away, and that entity goes, oh, no more pain. I'll wait for the next person to come in. Maybe you had a little bit of pain. And it goes, ah, I found a host, and now it jumped into you. Here we go, taking away that energy. So one, two, three. Oh boy, four, wow, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Well, hopefully you're feeling a little better. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Wow, Ron, thank you so much. That's very helpful to everybody. And also, just wondering, if we wanted to work more on this on our own through the website, what healings would you recommend?
Well, let's see. I would probably do, I check out the alien attack page, just see what's on there. It may sound a little different to talk about that particular one. Go to the alien attack page. It has a different name that I can't exactly recall right now. Just type
in alien attacks, shapeshifters, removal for 1 week.
Yeah, I would do that and just get rid of these things out of you if you feel like maybe you changed somewhat after coming home. Maybe you picked up something. You know, you could also do an entity release. That would be a big one. The difference is on the alien page, the alien attack page, that one deals with aliens. And so you could look at aliens as entities. And then we have entities that are physical, or was physical in a body, your emotional body. So those are what we call entities. So we have aliens that have a life form, and then we have aliens entities that are human. So we have two different types, which are kind of similar. Once you understand that, you can say, yeah, I did an entity clearing. I feel better. What about the aliens that could be with you? So you may want to do that page too. So, in fact, let's do a release here. Here we go. So if you got poked or prodded or something or felt something recently when somebody was talking to you or maybe you read something and got a pain in your body, that more than likely would indicate that something jumped into you. Here we go. So let's take away the aliens. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, more aliens being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we'll do entities that we call emotional bodies or ghosts. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You should be feeling a little better, maybe more energy in your body. What all these things do is, number one, they want to connect to your spirit to steal your spirit energy from you, or to steal your spirit itself, so they get all the energy. And then they also take away your body's life force energy, which can make you feel tired and even have an emotion with that, maybe sad or feel traumatized or whatever. So any one of these here can happen, but this is caused by something outside of yourself. These are the one, you know, unwanted universal travelers. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. And I just checked out the website, and there, in addition to the alien attacks and shapeshifters removal, there's also something called the alien energetic slime body coat removal and an alien energetic web coat removal and oxygen infusion. And there's also that sample healing we can do for free, which is the alien oxygen coat removal, which also the head implant removal, which we don't really talk about that much, but there are those healings too. They might be helpful in a situation like that where you're undergoing some kind of uncomfortable physical examination, or like you said, the dentist or something like that. So, but yeah, you never know what you're picking up in those offices. Could be entities, could be something else. So definitely want to get on that and clear that out of you. So we are coming close to the end of our show tonight. It went by so fast. And I did have another question here. This person's wondering that about timeline crashes on their residence. They said, Ron, you recently said we could do a timeline crash on our
show. I kind of lost you there. A little bit of words got left out.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're wondering what a timeline crash on their residence does exactly.
Well, you take in your residence that was, whenever you do a timeline crash, it means that you're going into the duplications, the replica of where you're living. So if you do a timeline crash on your house, that means that your house is replicated just the way it looks, maybe, say, on 100 to 1,000 timelines. So whatever situation is going on with your house is going to be replicated, and the energy will come back to your house. Oh, that's why you'd want to do a timeline crash for your house. Now, if you have a problem in your house, maybe leaky water pipes or something, or maybe ants crawling around, and maybe now is the time when they come out because it's getting warmer out, are the ants causing you any harm, or are they just showing up because you don't think they should be there? Or maybe you think they're on a mission. And so you could do a timeline crash to get rid of ants, and possibly they may go away. I don't know. So that's kind of hard to say. But some people, you know, who do the timeline crashes find results that are something that they really can't explain, because whatever they're dealing with goes away. That's because that replication of that, of your house that's out there, being replicated over and over and over again, is no longer dealing with that particular condition. So you need to have a condition, situation, that you need a timeline crash. Just timeline crash in your house, you know, ideally the way that would work is if you could do that completely, your house would not be there maybe after the 1,000th timeline crash, you know. That would not be good, but it doesn't work that way. Only for situations. Want to get rid of. Maybe it would be good. Who knows?
You never know. Yeah, so Ron, what you're saying is it would have to be a timeline crash on an energetic situation or maybe a trauma that's connected to you in your house.
A personal situation.
Okay. So hopefully that answers the question. And I think we have time for one more question. So if I didn't get to you tonight, I apologize. We did have a kind of a busy show. So just either email me again or I will save your question for next Monday. So the last question we're going to take tonight is this person's done a lot of clearings and they say their eyes have changed. It's caused a lot of people to stare at me and comment about their eyes, saying that I have negative stuff in me. And this is causing a lot of people courting me and my energy. What clearing can I do to clear this kind of energy anytime this happens to me?
Thanks, Rhea.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Stuff and energy probably will not affect you too much. Oh, it's strange that your eyes have looked negative to them. Maybe they're seeing, maybe they're telling you the opposite of what they're seeing.
Yeah, or maybe they just don't know what they're seeing.
They might be seeing stuff that is being released from you. That could be one indication. Oh, they may be seeing energies releasing from you around you, hasn't left you yet. They think that you're dealing with all this negative energy and it's already left you. It just hasn't moved on. So that could be a situation too. Our show is about ready to come to an end. Well, I'll just say thank you, everybody. We'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. Thank you, Elizabeth. So here we go, Mind to Heart
welcome.
Drop.
Thank you, Ron.
Hey, here we go, dropping down, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts into your heart. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. 9876543211. There we go. So, all should be in your heart. Enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. I'll see you later.